Questions 35 through 40. Look at the questions. Then listen to someone talking to a group of astronomy enthusiasts.
Well, I have to say I'm delighted that so many of you showed up tonight. I thought more people would be put off by the time. First of all, an apology for dragging you all so far away from home in the middle of the night, but, as I'm sure you'll understand, this really is the best way to enjoy this site. It's going to get cold because we're so high up. There's a selection of spare jackets in the back of the bus, for those of you who didn't read that part of the flyer. Robin's Peak is the nearest point to the town where we can get a good view of the night sky with the minimum light pollution. If you were at home right now and standing in your backyards looking up, you'd still see the brightest of meteors, but the light in built-up areas stops you from seeing many of the smaller ones. As you can see, there's no cloud and the moon has nearly disappeared over the horizon, so once that's gone, we'll have the best possible view of the night sky. While the moon is setting, I just want to explain what we're about to see. Shooting stars, or falling stars, whatever you want to call them, are actually more properly named meteors. Of course, they're not really stars, but you can see why people in the past thought they were. They're actually much, much closer to the Earth than any star, and what you see are small pieces from the tail of a comet as they enter the Earth's atmosphere.